Say right. It's the best thing.
Okay, no, all right.
Just get some tickets to okay, fries. Cool. Call it today.
I was screening a call when I saw a caught pieces of it. I thought that you were saying chicken tenders are the pinnacle of SoFi food. No, I wouldn't come down your road there. I would say that's more a knock on SoFi Stadium's food if chicken tenders are the standard.
By the way, I'm still team soda. S-O-T-A.
Stop.
Wait, lost duck. Say to
your S-O-D-A.
I don't drink soda.
Clean it up, Auntie.
Shasky, what's up, man? You've been quiet. It's the quietest you've ever been on the show.
I have a six-pack. It's just under the dad bod.
I put down.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I put down a list. Can you give me some music? It doesn't matter what kind of music. Bonte, you referenced the San Francisco Giants this season as a season that has been very bizarre.
The end of the season. End of the season.
No, I think the season as a whole has been bizarre. I've got a list here of most bizarre seasons from Bay Area sports teams. Outside looking in, OLI.
Oh, boy.
Your 2024 Giants. Number five. It's the 2021 49ers. The Jimmy Garoppolo thing. You got Trey Lance. The shoulder. They went to the Debo experiment. Then the offseason where you couldn't move off of Jimmy G. I mean, what the hell was going on? We heard more about Don Yee than we've ever heard about Don Yee ever again. Where you caped up for Don Yee for about 5 months. And then he's throwing on the baby field going into 2022. Well, it was bizarre.
Well, they advanced to the NFC Championship game.
It was bizarre. Number four. It's the 1992 Giants. They traded away Kevin Mitchell. They had one foot in the door in St. Petersburg. I didn't know what the hell was going on. It was bizarre.
Yeah, we were 10 years old.
The final year of Roger Craig. It was bizarre. You were earmarking money for Robbie Thompson and not Will Clark. Just very bizarre. Number three. It's the 2002 San Francisco Giants. Kent and Bonds clearly hated each other. Kent, remember, had already been in trouble for washing his car, yet he was doing wheelies on a Harley. And then Kent and him go at it, Bonds and him go at it in the dugout in front of everyone. And then Dusty Baker doesn't have his contract renewed, and they release his taxes. I mean, the whole thing was bizarre after losing the World Series. I mean, you want to talk about bizarre.
Well, that was the year they went to the World Series, right?
Yes, and they lost.
Yeah.
Kent gone, Dusty gone. The whole thing was bizarre.
2022 was fun, though. I mean, 2002 was fun.
It was fun, but it was bizarre.
It was very Barry Bonds. What was bizarre about those home runs?
Number two. It's the 2023. It's the punch. The punch. I mean, come on, you guys. The Clay return, the punch, Draymond, the whole thing. Just the whole thing.
Shocked you talking to me.
The Jordan Poole. Now I'm seeing videos this morning of Draymond and Jordan Poole from a couple years ago. That is bizarre.
It was too much for me.
It was very interesting season of basketball for the Golden State Warriors, which Steve Kerr mentioned the other day on the Dan Lebatard show. They asked Steve Kerr, what's the angriest you've ever been at Draymond Green? And he mentioned the punch. The punch won't go away. The punch will live on. And
losing the way they did to the Lakers. I mean, beating the Kings because Steph says don't get on the bus if you're not ready to play. The whole thing was bizarre.
Well,
James Wiseman being traded.
Well,
come on.
15 minutes after they lost that game six, there was two articles from The Athletic. One on Jonathan Kuminga about showcasing his talents all around the country in case of a trade. And then there was the Draymond dynamic. And, hey, we maxed out this team with Steve Kerr. It was just... It was unbelievable.
Give his LeBron a hug first and foremost.
I wanted to put the 2012 Warriors on there with Mark Jackson. I'm fighting for my life because that was bizarre when the pastor got extorted by a lady of the night.
I'm thinking of some other ones too around there. 2014 A's trading away Cespedes the way they did.
I totally agree.
The collapse that they had, it was just like an accident you couldn't help but watch.
Is
John Lester not throwing to first base?
That was just, he like short circuited.
I was in Boston the day that trade went down.
Johnny Lester?
But I remember Giants fans, we were going crazy because they weren't making no big moves. And we're like, what the hell's our big move? And somebody was like, the Kale Garden? That's all we got right now. The old damn Kale Garden is center field. Everybody's losing their minds.
And the number one most bizarre season that's ever happened.
Number one.
It's the 2014 49ers. The whole thing. Just the whole thing. From the toxic locker room, moving down to Levi Stadium, Jimmy Ward getting baptized on whatever, primetime football. Yeah, it just the hug with Jed and Harbaugh. We reached the mountaintop.
More bizarre than Singletary?
What?
More bizarre than Singletary?
Bonte, that team had expectations.
Yeah, but Singletary has some. I mean, they had expectations too. And yeah, Jed, you're tweeting Adam Schefter, texting Adam Schefter, we will win the NFC West after dropping the 0-5.
Yeah,
you had Troy Smith going at it with Singletary. The Singletary years were pretty damn bizarre too.
Kaepernick in 2014 was just, it was a lot going on there. And then you had Harbaugh's final year. You had Patrick Willis retiring, Justin Smith retiring. I mean, then Frank Gore gone. Like, it was just, Bonte, it was a lot.
I got to say, man, that's a good list, by the way.
You like that?
It's a good
list. That's the most bizarre seasons I can remember.
Truth Hurts on YouTube. I don't really get along with him, but he does come up with some good material now and then. Truth Hurts is a funny day because all he does is lie. But he says, you need a one-on-one interview with Draymond Green. And somebody, who was this who said that interview would feed families? That would do numbers, wouldn't it? It wouldn't do numbers.
You like that list, though, huh?
Yeah, I disagree with some of it. I mean, I don't. When we talk about Bizarro, we need the think pieces to come out, though. The think pieces on Harbaugh, the think pieces on Singletary, the think pieces on Mike Nolan, the think pieces on Dennis Erickson,
the think pieces on Barry Singletary. He dropped his trousers. That was the high water mark. We were done.
There was a lot going on with Singletary. The timeout on the field. I guess the Atlanta Falcons huddling the team up, and then they give up a 90-yard bomb to Roddy White. I mean, there was a lot of things going on with Mike Singletary. A lot.
Troy
Michael
Smith.
Michael Crabtree and the whole holdout. You know, I mentioned Troy Smith, him yelling at Singletary, going crazy. Troy Smith trying to break the team down after beating the Rams in overtime to improve to 5-6, thinking that there's a hope for a playoff spot. That was bizarre. Bizarre.
I'll never forget the Texans game when they came out and Alex Smith he's in the game and they're going three wide and it was like the Niners jumped into the 21st century going three wide. Oh, that was bizarre.
2000. You can go with a lot of Raider seasons. Just every single one of them has probably been bizarre in their own way. But the 2008 one with firing Lane Kiffin. Al Davis going projector mode.
Well, that's
you got Jakarcus Russell out there just not watching anything. Like, there's just so many layers in the Bay Area with storylines.
I know you did that list off the cuff, but not including the Raiders in that list is actually bizarre.
The Raiders are their own category.
Yeah, but you say
they have their own top five list.
Exactly.
Just in the 2000s.
No, that's McClain experience.
No, that's not fair.
Yeah,
that's
not fair.
I mean, come on, they're part of Bay Area sports. The A's in the 70s winning three straight championships and fighting each other every single day.
50 years ago.
I don't care. It's part of the Bay Area sports scene.
We also weren't alive for
you know how many old guys call our show?
I love them.
Guys over 60?
But they don't have a meter.
Oh my God.
Well, we don't get Gene in Oakland to call in and talk about those bizarre 70s teams.
Seriously.
I mean, come on, man. We talk about sport. You can't bring up Frankie Albert to talk up John Brody. And then when we bring up the 70s A's, you just dismiss them. That's dismissal. The Raiders had so many bizarre situations.
I'll throw in another bizarre Raiders season, that 2017 season, right after, you know, where was it? They start off 0-2, lose that game in Washington on Sunday
night.
They were
2-0.
Sorry, 2-0. 2-0. Sorry. They started off 2-0, lost that game in Washington. That season just went off the rails after that. That was an incredibly bizarre
Because they beat the
season.
Jets. They dropped 45 on the Jets on Sunday.
Marshawn was
dancing
on the
sideline. Football hour. My kind of football hour is great. Robo, Lodeal, Greg
Bonte,
Hoffa.
Let me tell you.
Guess why?
Well, he once told me in that interview, he goes, you know, Bonte, I knew I needed to dial it down. One day at Veterans Stadium, we're playing the Phoenix Cardinals, not the Arizona Cardinals, or the Phoenix Cardinals at the time. He goes,
we stumped
the and Larry Centers was playing fullback, and I stomped on his head 7 times. And I knew I took it too far. And I was like, whoa, 7 times? You think what?
That would have been enough.
I don't know if it was seven times, but damn, Romo, I get the point.
Hey, how about the whole, point. Like, the line isn't going to block for Derek Carr because he didn't kneel?
Oh, yeah.
That was after the Jets game.
The Donald Penn fighting a fan in the parking lot.
Let's go 21
mil. That's what I'm saying. He got out the car.
Antonio Brown freezing his feet right. off.
No, Donald Penn got out the car and walked up on dude. You know what? But that fan was talking. Big talk, and it's like, dude, you gotta stop talking to these dudes like that, man. You gotta be careful with these athletes. Donald Pitt almost slugged the guy who walked off the car. It's like, dude, Donald, get back in the car, man. But no,
Donald, get back in the car.
Dude's gonna clock that young kid.
Niner fans tried that with Trent.
Dude, they dropped 45 on the Jets. Marshawn's dancing on the sideline. Coliseum's rocking. We're doing a football hour, and everyone pump goes, you know, I thought this would be a good year, but. I didn't think the whole damn thing could come together this quickly. We're thinking big playoffs. Yep. And then DC happened.
Well, that happened because they fired Bill Musgrave and they brought in who's my guy?
Bill Musgrave.
Todd Downing.
You know he's part of a staff. I swear to God.
Well, he was just an OC recently with the Tennessee Titans.
Where's he at? Oh my God, I saw this.
I know he got a DUI like last year and then he got demoted.
Todd Downing is in. Oh yeah, that's right. I saw this. Getting ready for the Jets game. He's the quarterback coach and passing game coordinator for the New York Jets right now.
No wonder they suck.
He was the OC for a couple years in Tennessee. Oh, man, Todd Downing, the gift that keeps on giving. However, PFF named him quarterback's coach of the year in 2015.
Stop.
I swear to God, it says it on his wiki.
Are you in or out on PFF? Make a decision right now.
I've been out on PFF.
Okay, then stop referencing
them. I've never used it. No, I'm using it as a joke. PFF named him quarterback coach of the year in 2015.
Well, we can agree, though, because of the A's ownership situation and because the Raiders are the Raiders, it's almost impossible to not have their own top five lists individually. Correct? The ineptitude runs deep.
Nah, they got to be on this list.
I mean, really, play every Bay Area sports team, you could probably get their own top five list.
That's what I'm saying. You could.
I mean, Cal Berkeley has some bizarro this with Todd Bozeman back in the 90s.
Well, there were those years they were the tree sitters, players. Too, remember?
Who?
The tree sitters outside the stadium. They're trying to upgrade the stadium. That got delayed a couple of years because the hippies were sitting in the trees not letting them cut them down.
That's right. I forgot about
those hickory trees, man.
Would that be a thing?
We need them to breathe, man.
Shout out Cal Twitter, by the way.
So, I mean, hey, once a
Cal
year.
Cal Twitter is a thing.
I'm not going to lie. Is this bizarre? Was the buzzword of the day, bizarre. Is it bizarre that once a year I have to watch the Al Davis projector press conference? I do it like once a year. I have to sit through the whole damn thing.
Who's the MVP of that?
Oh, it's Herrera, Mr. Herrera.
I was going to say the projector.
No, the projector. Yeah.
Okay. I love that we all walked away with three different MVPs.
The Kawakami situation with Herrera was different. That was a different day.
Well, wasn't that the same right before that?
No. That was a different day. But
John Herrera was told.
John, you got the projector? And we know his daughter. She went to SF State, Julie.
We're 9 days away, September 28th of 2008 when that happened. So 16 years ago, next Saturday.
Honestly, that whole damn thing with Big Dog City, could not believe. It was legendary. Did everybody sign in? Everybody sign in? Cam, how's your mother?
And you know,
maybe we just replay that whole thing next week and honor the anniversary.
I kind of wanted just to 45 minutes, which is mailing in 9 o'clock hour. Listen, when he goes, there's so much stuff. Jamarcus Russell, Javon Walker, Dan McFadden. He was talking about I was going to fire him after the Buffalo game. He FedExed him the termination letter. I was just,
hey, Lane's got them boys cooking.
Hey, you know what, Lane? Congrats to Lane. He quit drinking. He's quit drinking. Got his life in order.
I'll say this. Lane is perfect in college because he can recruit. I mean, that guy can recruit. I think he's going to Florida next. He's got Boca Raton written all over him.
Well, Gainesville's kind of far from Boca Raton.
Oh, no. That's where his summer house would be.
No, yeah.
He started off in Boca. He's a Boca guy.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you what, his Florida Atlantic teams made a lot of money for gamblers.
Mm-hmm.